Hello, it's the 14th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Luton Street, which once bustled with life during the 19th century and once was the centre of the hat marketing district, could be lost to disrepair and neglect. Luton's George Street, which contains 36 Grade 2 listed buildings, has been added to Historic England's Heritage at Risk Register. Area business owners, who once attracted customers from out of town, are now complaining about the street's unattractive nature and the fact that people don't feel safe while shopping. A Luton Borough Council spokesperson responded by saying, "The council has significant plans to regenerate the town centre, formulating a strategy that ensures both the character of the street and the function within the economy of Luton remain important." Data provided from the census by the Office of National Statistics show that there are just over 4,700 persons who have served in the armed forces living in Bedford. Sir Ian Diamond, the National Statistician, said the newly collected information would help direct support and services where they are needed most. Bedford Borough Council will soon be in receipt of 24 battery electric vehicles as it strives to meet its zero carbon target by 2030. The council currently owns 250 vehicles, which generate close to 2,300 tonnes of carbon emissions per year, a third of the council's overall carbon footprint. Lauren Shepherd, who runs a baby ballet in Bedford and Biggerswade, has been recognised at the Small to Medium Enterprise Luton and Bedfordshire Awards with a silver accolade. The Biggerswade dance teacher, who teaches young children the art of dance, competed in the Businesswoman of the Year category. That's all from me today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.